From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For the past 7 decades, prices overall have headed in one direction, up. But consumer prices are now barely rising at a rate of just 1%, and some fear they might actually start falling. That's called deflation, and it's got at least one prominent economist worried. We'll hear from him in just a moment. First, though, Planet Money's Adam Davidson explains just what's wrong with prices that go down rather than up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing investment opportunity for you. Give me $100, just $100, and in 1 year, I promise it will be worth $93. We call it the deflation special. All right, seriously, nobody is giving anybody $100 just so they can lose $7. That's the opposite of an investment opportunity, which is precisely why economists and central bankers get terrified when they hear the word deflation. Technically, deflation means that the prices of all kinds of goods and services keep falling rather than what they normally do, which is rise. And deflation means that not just one investment, but all investments are worth less next year because the currency they are based on, like the U.S. dollar, is going to be worth less next year. When there's deflation, especially persistent high deflation, the very logic of investing in the future is destroyed. Why pay money to build a new factory or buy a house or hire an employee or go to school if the payoff will be worth less than the money you put in? Imagine an economy where nobody invests in the future. It is grim. The Great Depression was the last time the U.S. had major deflation. Deflation, once it starts, is extremely hard to stop, which is why the Federal Reserve is doing everything it can to prevent it. Although all the tools used to prevent deflation, like increasing the money supply and keeping interest rates incredibly low, can cause another problem, inflation. Now, central bankers tend to think that they can stop inflation more easily than deflation, so given the choice, they'll inflate. Adam Davidson, NPR News.